Look, of course, none of it was really unexpected. You figure it was coming at some point. We knew Ron Rivera was going to come in and meet with Josh this morning. Then they released the statement. Ron Rivera did meet with the team at 9 o'clock. And then Josh Harris spoke to the team after Rivera did and kind of outlined his plan and what he was looking for. And the players responded very positively to that, liking the fact that an owner was upfront with them about the fact wanting to win and the process that it was going to take. So very, very positive reaction from the players this morning as far as I'm concerned.
The players had to be expecting the decision on Rivera to happen earlier this morning. What did they say about it, though?
Yeah, they did. They did. And they liked the fact that he upfront about everything the whole season and the kind of guy he was. Very respected in that locker room. And the fact that he talked to them this morning as well. They, of course, knew it was coming. I think we've known this for weeks now, but players just talking about the kind of guy that Ron is. Cressway shared a great story that during the COVID year when his father passed away, Ron Rivera called him every night for 2 weeks to check on him. And that's just kind of the guy he was. Tress getting emotional talking about that. So guys like Logan Thomas, we gave him a chance. John Dotson drafted him. Brian Robinson, same kind of thing. Antonio Gibson. So players very respectful of Ron Rivera and the time he was here. And you can tell they miss him, yes, but they understand it's a business and the change needed to be made.
Now, you'll be hearing from owner Josh Harris later on today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But in the meantime, he's not wasting any time. He's reaching out to a lot of different people for these different openings that just kind of came open today.
The new advisory, the committee that he's kind of put together with former Warriors GM Bob Myers, Rick Spielman as well, for other Chris and the Lions staff right now as far as the Lions organization. So you're going to see names pop up. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson is going to be a hot name. I saw Adam Schefter reporting Raheem Morris has been requested to interview. Morris, if you remember, was here with Mike Shanahan on his staff. Bears assistant GM Cunningham's name coming up too. So yes, you're going to see lots of names. It's going to be a long process. And he's going about it the right way, but wasting no time, which is, I think, that you like to see. And keep in mind, too, as far as coaching candidates, you're not allowed to talk to them with their team if they're in the playoffs until their teams have been eliminated. So nothing's going to happen this quickly, but I do like the fact that they're hitting the ground running and looking for a GM candidate, which I think is the right process. And we'll hear from Harris, as you mentioned, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll get a better idea of his thought process heading forward.